With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The science fiction and fantasy writer Piers Anthony is a bit defensive about the genre. Anthony says there's been a growing improvement in the field, and that while science fiction may be short on new ideas, the writing is more sophisticated. But what he objects to are what he calls the cheaper efforts of science fiction writing.
Where not only do they ignore atmosphere, you take off in your spaceship and you land on this barren planet and you get out and you're talking and breathing for all that it has no air, and you meet natives and you say, "Hi there, how are you doing?" And they say, "We don't like you."
Piers Anthony believes science fiction and fantasy rank with the best of literature.
You don't have to be ashamed to carry a science fiction novel with you now, or a fantasy, whereas back in the 40s, most people sort of, they put in a brown wrapper.
Well, there was good stuff back then. Good
there was
stuff
terrific stuff
pictures.
There, but you were a kook if you read it.
Piers Anthony has harsh words for writer Kurt Vonnegut. Anthony says Vonnegut fooled an ignorant mainstream readership into thinking that what Vonnegut wrote wasn't science fiction.
When he came in and wrote science fiction claiming it wasn't, they read it and said, "Hey, I've never seen anything like this. This is great. This guy is a genius." And he became famous. Those of us who also wrote science fiction and were honest about it did not. It's not that he's a bad writer, it's that I feel he cheated to get fame.
Piers Anthony says his own body of work proves a writer does not have to disown the genre in order to be successful.
I don't have to apologize for it, and I can make the New York Times list in the name of fantasy.
Piers Anthony, Ace Putnam, has published his latest novel, Robot Adept, and his 1987 novel, Out of Phase, is now an Ace paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I define science fiction as the literature of the possible, and fantasy as the literature of the impossible.
That's Piers Anthony, author of nearly 60 books of fantasy and science fiction since his first published novel in 1966. It's hard to keep up with Piers Anthony since he publishes between 3 and 5 books a year, but his newest is called Robot Adept, the latest in what Anthony calls his Apprentice Adept series.
There were readers who read science fiction and wouldn't touch fantasy. In fact, they even write articles. I've seen them in print on calling fantasy as pollution. They don't even think it should exist. They come across like Nazis, you know. They want a fantasy-free genre.
Piers Anthony says that, on the other hand, there are fantasy readers who won't touch science fiction.
And the challenge for me was to put them both together and then listen for the wailing and gnashing of teeth.
In his Apprentice Adept series of books, Piers Anthony focuses on two planets, Proton and Phase. Science is the operative principle on one of the planets, where magic is the norm on the other.
In science fiction, if you changed forms, you couldn't change from a man to a fly. A man is 1,000 or 10,000 times the mass of a fly. It would have to be a man-sized fly, which then couldn't fly or function as one. In fantasy, I will have somebody change from a unicorn to a firefly. It's magic. It doesn't operate by the rules of science.
Piers Anthony creates complex alternate worlds and societies. His novel, Robot Adept, was published by Ace Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Until Piers Anthony picked up the March 1947 edition of Astounding Science Fiction, he had not known that the genre existed.
When I discovered science fiction at the age of 13, I was just instantly sunk in it. You know, I never got out of it.
Science fiction and fantasy writer Piers Anthony, author of dozens of books, the latest called Robot Adept. Piers Anthony was born in England to a British mother and an American father. In 1940, he celebrated his 6th birthday on a boat en route to the United States.
I identify with aliens to a certain extent, because I am one.
After college, 2 years in the Army, and a stint as a technical writer, Piers Anthony wondered what it would be like to do nothing but write fiction.
My wife went to work for a year so that I could stay home for 1 year and write full time. And the understanding was that if I blew it, I would give up this foolish notion of being a writer.
That year, he sold his first story for $20, his second for $140.
That's why I got into novels and said, I cannot earn a living in stories. And when I got into novels and started selling them, then it stuck.
Anthony recalls starting work on his first novel, Phone, while he was still in the Army and stationed in Oklahoma during a blazing summer.
We didn't have air conditioning, so I got a towel and soaked it in water and put it on my shoulders. And while it evaporated, it cooled me, and then I went ahead and wrote on Phone.
Today, Piers Anthony lives in air-conditioned Central Florida, where he turns out such fantasy and science fiction as Robot Adept, published by Ace Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.